Chair would like to welcome Mr. Johnson to the meeting.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have everything you need? Is there anything we could get for you, like maybe a watch or something?
You can get the IRS off my back.
Well, that was yesterday's excuse.
That's where I was today.
You can't use that one anymore.
I was there today.
No, it's no problem, sir. We're glad to see you, glad you could make it. I know you were making every effort to be here. Our next item is subdivision 2006-51, Wolf Properties Incorporated, Tuscany Creek, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-51 for Wolf Properties Incorporated, based upon the record for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed on 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. The project will be served by a central community sewer system. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 181 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. A 30-foot forested buffer, agriculture buffer, shall be shown along the boundaries on any land used primarily for any agriculture purposes. No waiver from the forested buffer requirement shall be granted, and the buffer area shall be outside of the individual lot. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design location of all stormwater management facilities and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The project shall be served by a community system. The location of the sewer treatment plant and disposed areas shall be relocated to the interior of the subdivision on the south side of Sharptown Road, where it can be integrated into the project and will have less of an impact on existing homes than currently shown on the preliminary site plan. No lots shall contain any tax ditch easements or maintenance areas. These areas will be shown on the final site plan. All amenities, including the clubhouse, pool, shall be open to residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-51, Wolf Properties Incorporated, Tuscany Creek, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.